Hello, and welcome to Say Something in Spanish. These simple audio lessons will give you the ability to communicate clearly and naturally in Spanish, or, as you will soon be saying, in Español. You will be surprised how extremely quickly you will find yourself forming useful, sensible phrases and sentences, even if you are a complete beginner. If you're not a complete beginner, you'll find that these lessons will transform your ability to use and understand Spanish in ordinary social situations. One of the biggest problems almost all learners suffer from is a lack of practice in speaking Spanish. With this course, you will be using your Spanish all the time, from the first sentence you learn onwards, and this will have a massive impact on your ability to speak Spanish. My name is Aaron Jones, and the other voices you're going to hear on this course belong to Dave Morgan and Marisol Ferin-Rean. Marisol is from Galicia, and Dave has lived in Spain and Cuba, so the accent you'll pick up with this course will be mostly Spanish rather than Latin American. But once you can communicate well, it's easy enough to adapt if your friends speak with a slightly different accent. We have just two rules for you as you go through the course. First of all, please don't write anything down. If you write words down, you tend to use them as a kind of crutch when you're listening, and this means that you listen a bit more lazily. When you don't write anything down, you're forced to focus more on your listening, and this in turn means that you will be able to understand other people speaking Spanish far, far sooner than you would otherwise. So seriously, if you've got pen and paper ready, put them away now. Rule 2 is equally important. Once we have introduced and explained a new word or phrase to you, we will then start to use that word or phrase in a number of different ways. I will say something in English, and you must then say it in Spanish. I will leave a gap for you to do this. If you find that the gap isn't long enough, please use the pause button. It is vitally important that you say the phrase in Spanish before you then hear Marisol saying it in Spanish. After Marisol has said it in Spanish, Dave will repeat it in Spanish before we move on to the next phrase in English. This is central to the course. You must repeat the English phrase I say in Spanish. It may seem a little difficult to begin with, but if you make sure that you do it all the time, it will quickly become much, much easier, and it is exactly this practice which will give you the ability to speak Spanish naturally far faster than other courses. If you do not repeat the English phrase in Spanish until you hear Marisol say it, you are not doing the course properly. You'll hear both Marisol and then Dave speaking the phrase in Spanish for two important reasons. First, it gives you two chances to hear and understand. And second, it also gives you two different voices, one male and one female, to get used to. Apart from those two rules, you don't need to worry about anything. In particular, don't worry about revision. Everything you learn will be revised automatically as we move on from lesson to lesson. Once you can repeat the English phrase in Spanish before Marisol all the time, or at least 80% of the time, you are ready to move on to the next lesson. If you need to refresh your memory after a break, don't go the whole way through all the lessons. Just revisit the last lesson you completed successfully. But for the fastest possible learning experience, do try and do at least 20 minutes a day. You will learn far more successfully in regular small doses than occasional huge sessions. Oh, and one last thing. If you found this file floating around the internet, you might like to go to saysomethinginspanish.com and sign up. That way, you'll get to hear whenever we release more free lessons. Good luck. Buena suerte.